The Forest Service was met by protesters Tuesday in a remote area in the Thompson Divide, southwest of Carbondale. The agency is starting a review of a proposal to drill an exploratory well, but the group gathered doesn't want any natural gas drilling. They say the area's too valuable. It's tough to imagine coming up here for anything other than peaceful moments in the great outdoors, but about 40 people Tuesday maneuvered mud-caked roads to protest drilling. Some even slept over.
And you're carrying a pillow. Did you camp?
We did. We camped out last night and enjoyed some time around the campfire.
That's Zane Kessler, director of the Thompson Divide Coalition. He's working to keep out energy development over the 220,000 acres that make up the divide.
We have interests at stake, whether you're a grazer, or a small business owner, or a hiker or a mountain biker. You know, everybody has skin in the game here.
The dispute over drilling here has been ongoing for years. Hunters, hikers, ranchers, and others argue the area is not suitable for wells and infrastructure. But energy company SG Interests is taking first steps toward development. Scott Fitzwilliams is forest supervisor for the White River National Forest.
When a gas company files a notice of intent to stake a well, one of the first things we do is go out there with our specialists.
Today, this four-acre patch of Forest Service land becomes a science lab. A team of hydrologists, archaeologists, biologists, and landscape architects will comb the area to determine the best location for the proposed well.
Like all projects, we have standards and guidelines to meet. We have timing limitations with elk calving. We have visuals, all the things that'll go into the determination of whether or not we permit the well.
Fitzwilliams believes the amount of disturbance will be small, plus it's hard to tell, but this area isn't untouched. There are 10 wells nearby that mostly store natural gas. This well is different. It's exploratory. It's drilled to determine how much gas is underground. Robbie Gwynn is vice president of SG Interests.
Well, it just lets us know whether we want to continue developing in this area, and it tells us what kind of capital investments we would want to make to start full development.
The company would plunk down several millions of dollars for the well.
We would like to find out whether we want to continue developing here. Development in this area would complement the development that we have further south.
SG Interests has drilled 36 wells in Gunnison and Delta counties. Back at the potential well site, scientists are looking over the land on one side of the road and protesters are gathered on the other. Bill Hunt lives in Aspen but spends a lot of time out here.
We ride horses, we walk, we have a cabin over North Thompson Creek, my wife's cabin, and graze cattle on that.
He fears energy development would affect his cattle operation.
We'd conceivably lose that income. And conceivably we'd have water damage, and conceivably the air quality could go to hell for a fair amount of time.
Ultimately, it's up to Fitzwilliams to decide this first step in a long process, whether to approve a Forest Service use plan for the proposed exploratory well.
The first thing we're going to do is make sure we consider all the environmental effects, what the issues are, what the public's saying, and make sure we disclose them. And then after that, it's I'm going to rely a lot on policy and process and the laws that govern oil and gas leasing.
If he gives the green light, the proposal will go through a series of steps that include the Bureau of Land Management. A full environmental review would be launched and the public would get opportunities to comment. It could take up to 3 years before any exploration could happen. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.